Every month, the Transportation Security Administration fines and confiscates over 150,000 prohibited items, from cigarette lighters to guns. TSA searches also turn up items that may not pose a threat to air travel, but are illegal. That can land the passenger in the clink. One traveler who got busted thinks those searches have gone too far, and he's challenging them in court. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
A little over a year ago, John Perry Barlow had boarded a plane at the San Francisco airport, but before takeoff, he was asked to get off the plane. It turns out, he says, that a screener had found something suspicious in his checked suitcase, a pair of gloves tipped with decorative laser lights.
But then, oddly enough, instead of going to where the gloves were, she went to the very depths of the bag and then went to the very bottom of an Advil bottle that was three-quarters full of Advil.
There, the screener found a small quantity of marijuana and other illegal drugs. So when Barlow got off the plane, a phalanx of local police officers was waiting to book him on misdemeanor drug charges. Many people would have just paid the fine, but Barlow isn't just anybody. He's a counterculture luminary, a former lyricist for the Grateful Dead, and co-founder of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a cyber liberties organization. For the past year, Barlow has been fighting to have the evidence thrown out, arguing it was seized in an illegal and unnecessary search.
Because otherwise, what we've done is concede that under post-9/11 conditions, the government can search you in a completely unrestrained way anytime you decide to travel.
Barlow says he accepts that TSA must look for explosives, but he doesn't see why screeners should be deputized in the war on drugs. TSA spokesman Mark Hatfield says that's exactly what screeners are told to do.
Everyone entering the sterile area is screened for prohibited items, and in the course of that security process, if contraband of any other nature is discovered, the screeners are instructed to contact local law enforcement.
Courts have been struggling to explain exactly when searches are justified. Just last month, a man named Roy Cabalas argued before the Supreme Court that police had no right to bring a drug-sniffing dog to the trunk of his car after he was stopped for speeding. But even the attorney in that case, Larry Hyman, says it's much easier to justify a search of travelers at the airport.
The Supreme Court has clearly said it's like going through a border search. Once you're in their custody, they have a right under a public safety doctrine to search your personal property.
Other legal minds agree that in the current climate, Barlow will have a tough time beating this rap. George Washington University law professor Stephen Salzberg says there's little question that people entering public buildings these days can be told to walk through a metal detector.
There is a question as to whether or not people can be singled out for extraordinary treatment. It's doubtful that you could be compelled to undergo a strip search, for example, when there was no reasonable suspicion. That exceptional kind of a search may have its limits.
John Perry Barlow wants to know whether he was singled out, whether TSA decided to rifle through his belongings because of who he is. But when his attorney tried to find out, Barlow says the government drew the curtain and refused to release such information because it would compromise national security.
We have a search system that is basically a secret proceeding that we can't examine the inner workings of and be critical of whether or not we think that it's constitutional, because so much of it is privileged.
Yesterday, the local judge in California ruled against Barlow and refused to suppress the evidence. Barlow is appealing that ruling. He's getting support from lots of friends, including entrepreneur and civil libertarian John Gilmore, who's fighting another TSA rule. Gilmore is arguing that travelers should not have to show any ID before boarding a plane. Larry Abramson, NPR News.